The Pat Kenny Show
with Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Well now, Farmley House is the nation's guest room as it hosts dignitaries from around the world when they come to stay. With such a high-powered guest list, the person managing the house must have an eye for detail, a knowledge of the finer things in life, and a love of the job. For the past 25 years, that role has been undertaken by my next guest. So, willkommen, bienvenue, and welcome, Georgina Davis, the newly retired house manager of Farmley. Georgina, good morning and welcome.
Hi, Pat. Thank you very much.
Now, you and I met on occasion years ago. I was up in the Phoenix Park with my girls when they were young, and we had just been looking at the deer and so on when we went into Farmley, and you made us welcome. So, thank you for that
all those years ago. Very, very welcome.
Now, how did you get the job?
How I got the job, Pat, many years ago with the Sunday Tribune, they had a supplement, property supplement, and I saw that the government had bought it in 1997. So I just thought, wow, very, very interesting. Folded the newspaper, says I'm going to come back to that in 2 years' time. So 2 years had passed and I sent a letter in and got no response. And then I says, not want to take anything, and no answer. I just thought, I'm going to get in touch with the OPW. So I rang the OPW and the OPW switchboard said, how may I help you? And I says, who's in charge of the OPW? And they says, do you mean the chairman? And I says, yeah, the chairman. I says, how would I address a letter to him? She says, you could say, dear chairman, Mr. Murphy, whatever. So I sent it to him. And lo and behold, I got a response within 3 days asking me, would I like to go and see Farmley? So I went to see Farmley and I was asked, I said to them, is it an interview? And they says, no, not an interview. So he showed me around and then he says, actually, he says, there's a few people that'd like to have a word with you downstairs in the study if you'd like to meet them. So there was a consultant, a commissioner of the OPW and the general manager. I spoke with them for about 50 minutes and the only two questions I had was, when will the lucky candidate know? And how many people were in for the job? So they said they were going through agency and they had a few more people to talk to. So I went into the Merrion, stayed in the Merrion that night because I was doing late early. And the next day I got a phone call to say if I was interested in the job.
You had the job. Now, you mentioned the Merrion passing, the Merrion Hotel. That's where you were working.
I was. I was the head concierge there.
But you were a much travelled woman.
I was. I was very fortunate. God, when God was a boy in 1977, I went off to Switzerland. I was about 18 or 19 at the time. Telling a couple of little white lies, telling them that I spoke Spanish and Irish. Unfortunately, they didn't put it to the test. Well, they did the Spanish, but not the Irish, obviously.
No, you didn't speak Spanish at all, did you?
Well, I could say mucho trabajo, poco dinero. You know, the holiday
Spanish. Cervezas, por favor.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's my level, too.
Indeed. So I did my intern in the Intercontinental in Geneva, right opposite the United Nations and the World Health Organization. A fascinating city. And stayed there for the year, mastered the French, very fortunately mastered the French. And I had to finish after the year, so I came home and I said, oh no, I can't stay home. So I applied for another position over in Montreux,
where the Jazz
Festival takes place. So I worked there in the casino, so fortunate, I met the most interesting people there. And the Jazz Festival, every year, it's a massive event there. So I enjoyed working there. Had the pleasure of serving the likes of Freddie Mercury and Rick Wakeman. They all worked. They all had their recording studios there. So I was there about, and actually I was very fortunate because you probably remember we had a postal strike here and I was looking for a particular position. And the manager says to me, he says, do you have any references? And I says, you're probably aware. I says, there's a postal strike on in Ireland at the moment, the longest ever. It was in 1978, I think. And I said, I can't get my references. He says, look, we'll go with you. So I got the job. I winged it.
Now, you ended up then in Gstaad.
I did.
Where they spoke German.
Absolutely. And I told him I spoke German to get off there. And I was so cheeky. And I went into the bar and these three lads said to me, Grusker, Fallen, Klaus, Bierlihal. And I said, oh my God.
What's that?
That's the strangest language. So I went in and I said it to the owner. Now, the owner, Mr. Oberholtz, he was in there and he says, he came out and he spoke the same language. I said, oh my God, you speak it too. And he says, that's the local dialect. Ah, I said, I speak high German. So I got away with that. So I stayed there.
But you did become accomplished in German eventually.
I did. And this was an amazing place because there you would have had, their regular clientele was Julie Andrews, Roger Moore, Elizabeth Taylor.
You have met every Bond except Daniel Craig.
That's the last one. Yeah. But it was very interesting. The one that I would have met most was Roger Moore because he lived in Gstaad.
Yeah.
And then thereafter would have been Pierce Brosnan, served him a couple of times, and I worked in the Phoenix Park Racecourse, and then the Shelburne, and then the Marion, and whatever. So very, very fun.
You had a huge amount of experience then when you went to farm. Now, I notice you call it Farm Lee, and we tend to call it Farm Lee.
Just the pronunciation.
But that's probably, yeah. Maybe its name originally, as the Guinnesses had
indeed,
it, Farm Lee.
Indeed, beautiful, 79 acres. It's a regal property, and how fortunate was I.
A wonderful property to look after. But then you have to meet all of these people. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll start at the very top. Mm-hmm. The Queen, because you've handed me a little booklet here. State visit to Ireland by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II and His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh, 17th to the 20th of May, 2011. And it's a little booklet, and it's everything. It's restricted for your eyes only,
absolutely,
kind of thing.
Absolutely.
The delegation, the programme, the protocols and car plans, the Prime Minister's programme, the Foreign Secretary's programme, and then contacts. So what was that visit like?
Obviously, it was the highlight of my whole career there. It was amazing, absolutely amazing, and a total honour on my behalf. We would meet with the people. We have what's called advanced visits, possibly three advanced visits. The bigger the visit, the bigger the advance comes. And they decide which rooms they're going to have and what the requirements are. But the night beforehand, the Queen's clothes, they all came the night beforehand, and they're all covered in heavy duty bags, plastic bags with a big tag saying the Queen, the Queen, the Queen. And we're putting them up in the suite and we're waiting for the visit the next day. And everybody is saying, you know, I have to look at the television as well to see when she arrives by plane,
sure,
and whatever. But they came and they were totally, like everybody is, totally in awe, family. When they walk in, it's just such grandeur. It's amazing, you know. So I escorted them on the lift. They stayed on the first floor. In Farmley, as you may have remembered, on the first floor, it's in keeping with the period of the house, and on the second floor, it's more modern. So they took the first floor over. And Angela Kelly, who's a lovely lady, she asked me, the day of the big event in Dublin Castle, would I like to see the Queen's dress? And I said, I'd love to see it. So she showed me the Queen's dress, and it had 2,000... silk shamrocks on it, such attention to detail, none at the side because they could have been frisked and curled up. And she says, here's the tiara that she's going to wear tonight. She says, would you like to hold it and try it? And I says, look, I'll just hold it. I says, but it's absolutely
beautiful. So you held the Queen's tiara.
I did. And the weight of it. But it was a fabulous visit. But when she came back in that evening, she walked in first and I was standing there. We used to have the fire lighting. We're not allowed to do that now because the briquettes and the delicate fabrics out of there. And she says, that was extraordinary. And then Prince Philip walked in and he says, that was extraordinary. So they were totally in awe of the whole thing. And then they just rested that evening. But the next day, Gareth Fitzgerald's funeral was taking place and all flags had to go half mast. And you know yourself, there is a big protocol with the Irish flag. And all flags have to go half mast, but no flag can fly higher than the national flag. And we were told that, not that day, I'd heard before, that the Royal Standard never goes half mast for anything, but no flag can fly higher than the national flag.
So a little bit of a technical problem.
Absolutely, far more than I was going to take the handle. So I rang the Chief of Protocol, lovely lady Kathleen White, and I says, Kathleen, what will we do? She says, give me 5 minutes. She made a phone call. She came back to me. She says, take the Royal Standard down.
Take it down entirely.
Yes.
So therefore,
so our flag
no insult to the
absolutely,
Royal Standard,
etc. Absolutely, absolutely. So that was that. And then we had that the next day she came. She'd been out at the convention centre and she came in. She says, Georgina, she says, I'm so glad to see. She says, you've taken the horses out of the field. She says, because they're so scared of helicopters, because the helicopter was coming in the next morning to take her. And I says, absolutely, ma'am. Yes, we're aware of that. She says, no, the donkeys don't mind. They were in the other field, but she was lovely.
Tell me about her newspapers every morning.
Yeah. Every morning, 8 newspapers went up to her suite.
Including?
The Racing Post.
Yeah.
Yes, and the Racing Post. And listen, I'd say it was purely for press, you know, just to see. But there was an interesting little story that evening, which was going to the Auras. Not to the Auras, to Dublin Castle. And Edward, her PA came, her private secretary came down and says, Georgina, he says, how do you say Uachtaráin agus a Chairde? And I thought he was just asking willy-nilly. And I said, well, we were helping him. And he says, is this the right pronunciation? I says, Edward, whoever you say it to, they're going to be so blown away by it. I didn't realise he was practising it.
So your pronunciation was what the Queen used.
Well, it was, no, it wasn't, because Kathleen White had been tutoring her in the afternoon.
Okay.
And I think he was just doing the double while we just see, is it correct?
Now, you have a whole pile of little tokens, gifts that you got from the various presidents and vice presidents and dignitaries. I see the Canadian, the Prime Minister's twice. Prime Minister's, the Obama's. There's loads of
Clinton's,
wonderful
Carter's,
memorabilia.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I've met four American presidents. Very, very fortunate. The only one that stayed was President Carter.
President Carter stayed overnight.
He stayed overnight.
Yeah. A lovely man.
Lovely man. And put me to shame. He came in, the first thing is himself and his wife did come over from the Middle East. And he says, do you have a gym? And I said, yeah. And they used a gym throughout. And I says, my goodness, you know.
Besides the impact of the Queen, and that was, you know, the acme, I suppose, of all visits, who knocked your socks off, would you say?
It's very, very hard to say. Every single person is amazing. They're all lovely. I would say the one that I was surprised that he was so debonair and really, really nice was Prince Albert of Monaco.
Really?
Yes.
Because you see him on the telly and...
Yeah, you wouldn't think. I was more than surprised. I was more than surprised now, I must say. Very nice, ma'am. Everyone is. I mean, they're blown away when they come in and they see the 79 acres. And unfortunately, they're always on whistle stop tours.
Yeah.
Always. You know, their itinerary is... Tack, 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 tack. And
so what do you do now?
God only knows. I don't know. I have to start learning to say I'm retired, because I tend to say, oh, I'm moving on. But I have to start saying I retired.
Well, I figure you won't, because you're that kind of person. You're going to be
busy. I love hospitality, and I just and can I say, none of this, I was very fortunate. I was to meet and greet, but none of this would happen without the help of the OPW, the Gardaí, Foreign Affairs, caterers. I get the nice part of it, meeting and greeting.
Georgina, what a life you've had. Newly retired, I suppose, house manager is the title, at Farmley House. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.